I'm Mark Purcell, and this is the Book Club at 91.7 on WVXU and WMUB. Glad to have you along this morning. You may remember a news story from a few years ago about a map dealer who was caught dealing maps that he had stolen, millions of dollars worth of maps. The story of that map thief is the subject of the new book, The Map Thief, by Michael Blanding, the gripping story of an esteemed rare map dealer who made millions stealing priceless maps. Michael Blanding, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
You state in the very beginning of the book, you're quite a fan of maps. What do you find intriguing about maps?
Yeah, I have been a fan of maps from a very young age. I think it came from reading fantasy novels as a kid, and they always have the map in the beginning that you can trace the story of the characters on. After that, I would go on long trips with my family, and I would sit there in the passenger seat with the maps and watch the landscape as it unfolds. And I think, there's something about having a map that just gives us this feeling of control and of our landscape and being able to navigate our world that is just really exciting and really empowering.
I've always been a fan of maps as well, and frequently when people are traveling around the world, they ask what they can bring me back, and I always ask for a map. So I'm right up there with you, Michael.
I'm the same way. People know a great Christmas present for me is to get an atlas or something like that.
So what attracted you to the story of E. Forbes Smiley, the esteemed and respectable map dealer who was caught stealing priceless maps, a man who you would think would be wanting to protect those, very valuable resources, but to some degree was doing damage? How did you get drawn to the story of E. Forbes Smiley III?
Well, I remember first hearing about this story when it happened in 2005, when he was first caught in 2005, and I was just stunned to find out how much people were willing to pay for these maps, and the fact that he was able to make millions of dollars selling these maps for tens of thousands of dollars, or some of them even go for $100,000 each. And so I just wanted to know more about this world, and the story kind of always stuck with me. Then a few years ago, I heard that Smiley had gotten out of prison. And up until this point, he had never talked to the press. He'd never really told his story. And so I contacted him, and for whatever reason, he was willing to talk to me. And I went to Martha's Vineyard, where he lives, and started the interview. And before I knew it, 4 hours had gone by, and his story was even more wild and crazy than I had read about in the news. And I just knew that it had to be a book. So just went from there.
Now, he granted you access, but you make it clear in the very beginning of the book that originally he was willing to talk to you, but then he was reluctant to talk to you.
Yeah, right after I got the contract for the book and started working on it in earnest, he wrote me and told me that he was no longer going to cooperate. And of course, as a writer, that was just devastating. I just, fell on the floor and just didn't get up for a week. I didn't know how I was going to write the book without his cooperation. And then it turned out that it kind of dawned on me that I had already gotten most of his story in that first really long interview, and it forced me to go out and talk to a lot of other people, and librarians, map dealers, law enforcement, and I ended up piecing together the rest of the story from these other various sources. And at the end of the day, it became a better book for it. It became much more nuanced, much more detailed than I think the story I would have gotten from him. So I wasn't happy that he cut off talking to me, but in a way, he kind of did me a favor.
I'm speaking with Michael Blanding. He's the author of The Map Thief, the gripping story of an esteemed rare map dealer who made millions stealing priceless maps. It's the story of E. Forbes Smiley III, who was a map dealer who spent years doubling as a map thief. You can learn more about it at our website, wvxu.org. And Michael, talk a little bit about the map collecting world, because I was quite surprised in reading your book to discover that this map collecting is something that's relatively new, despite the fact that maps have been around for centuries.
I was surprised to find that too, that it really started in the middle of the 20th century. Before that, people didn't really prize maps very much. They just, you know, threw them away when it was time for the next edition. And it was really right after World War II that there was sort of a new interest in history and map collecting. And then in the 1980s, it really took off, and people were no longer able to afford, even, you know, fairly wealthy people were no longer able to afford, you know, really prestigious fine art paintings, and maps became a new way to collect and to put art on the wall. Some of these objects are just real, real beautiful works of art that were done in the 1600s or 1500s. And it just took off, and suddenly maps that had been worth $100 were suddenly worth $10,000 and upwards of there.
I loved your description, Michael, in the book about going to a convention of map collectors and talking about how, you know, they have bins and you're flipping through the bins, no security or anything, flipping through the bins, and you come across a map, and it's a $100,000 map, but it's just there in a bin with a whole bunch of others. What makes a map valuable?
Yeah, that's just what's amazing. You know, in any other business, you know, if it was a $100,000 piece of jewelry or something, there's no way that you could just kind of, you know, pick it up and hold it in your hands and put it back. But the map trade is a real handshake business, and that's what Smiley was able to take advantage of. And, you know, these maps are, as I said, they're hundreds of years old. Some of them have played parts in history of trade and conquest, and some of them are also incredibly rare, that there may have been 1,000 copies printed back in the 1600s, and now there's only a dozen that survive today, and most of them are in libraries. And so among a certain subset of people that really love history or love art, they fight over these things at auctions or through private sales, and it actually is quite a cutthroat business, which I didn't realize, with a small number of people fighting over a very finite number of objects, and that's what really drives the price up on these things.
Well, what else makes a map valuable? I mean, they're when the rarity, obviously, supply and demand, that will drive a price up. But what are these collectors looking at? I mean, is it just the art, or is there more?
Well, I think people come to it from different points of view. Some people really prize the craftsmanship and the art. Some people really get excited about the history of these objects. And, you know, you can find very small differences in a map that makes it really unique. A lot of times it's the bad maps that collectors really prize. For example, there's 100 years in which California was presented as an island on maps. And those are maps, particularly on the West Coast, that people really love and try to acquire. So, you know, sometimes maps that didn't do very well when they were first printed become really sought after today because they are so rare, because very few were kept. And so, you know, it's like any other kind of obsession, that when people really get involved in a field, it could be baseball cards, or it could be, you know, any number of objects. You know, once people start creating a collection, there's always one more map that that they want to have, that they want to try to acquire, that that makes these things really really prized.
Well, talk about E. Forbes Smiley III and what he was accused and convicted of doing. I had remembered that he had gotten caught when a razor blade or an X-Acto blade had fell out of his case or his pocket and was found on the floor at a Yale library, and that's what led to his arrest. But tell us more about E. Forbes Smiley and his crimes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He was in the reading room of the Yale University Library, the Beinecke Library at Yale, and a very attentive librarian was walking the floor and saw this X-Acto knife blade on the ground, and that's what really led to the unraveling of Smiley's crimes. But he is a very complex character, which was, you know, part of the joy of writing this book, was trying to get into his very strange psychology. He had been a map dealer for several decades. He was a real lover of history, a real lover of maps, but he was this horrible business person, and he, through a series of misfortunes and rivalries with other dealers, he fell into debt and really became desperate. And one day, as he told me, he was sitting in the library and staring down at a map that he knew he could fold into the size of a credit card and sell the next day for $30,000. And it was after that, it was just the classic slippery slope of this just being too easy and too valuable for him to pass up. And he just went to the dark side and became a map thief rather than a map dealer.
Michael Blanding is the author of The Map Thief, the gripping story of an esteemed rare map dealer who made millions stealing priceless maps, the story of E. Forbes Smiley III, and the map collecting world around the world. You can learn more about the book at WVXU.org. And Michael Smiley was, well, confessed to the theft of 97 maps, and they were valued at nearly $3 million total, and he did go to prison for his crimes, but you uncovered evidence that his crimes were far more extensive than that. How did you discover that?
Yeah, that's right. You know, he admitted to stealing 97 maps, but the libraries were missing over 200 maps. And so there's a real discrepancy between what the libraries say Smiley stole and what Smiley said he stole. And so I went through and spoke with the libraries and looked at their evidence and looked at found evidence of other maps that had been returned kind of quietly after the dust had settled that had been traced to Smiley, as well as some evidence of maps that he may have taken that haven't been returned because the evidence is only circumstantial, and he didn't actually admit to it. So I think the truth probably lies somewhere in the middle, and we may never know exactly how many maps that he stole. But I'm hoping that through the publication of my book that some of these may find their way home that happened already.
Yes, one of your appendices in the book has a list of the libraries and museum maps that are still missing, or are a long list and quite extensive. As you were doing your research for The Map Thief, what did you discover about maps that you did not know?
Yeah, I really dove into the research, which was really a pleasure because I'm a lover of history and of maps myself. And I think what surprised me the most was just realizing how accurate these things were at a very early age, you know, within 100 years of the discovery of the New World, it had been mapped pretty accurately, even by modern standards, you know, errors like the island of California notwithstanding. And when you think about the really simple tools that these people had to do this, these explorers were in, you know, open boats with you know, a sextant and a piece of paper, and that was basically all that they had to map the terrain of the area, and yet they were able to produce these maps that were strikingly accurate. So that was a real revelation to me when I was looking at these things.
I was surprised when reading when you said that Christopher Columbus would not have made his journey to the New World had it not been for a map. Share that story.
Yeah, and in as it happens in that case, it was actually a bad map that these maps that had been produced over the centuries, you know, dating back to ancient Egypt, had been kind of distorted and kind of changed over the years, so that the distance between Europe and what they then thought was China began shrinking. Every century it shrunk and seemed a little bit closer to sail from Europe around the world. Of course, they didn't think the world was flat, but they knew that it was round, that they could sail around, but they dramatically misjudged the distance. And so when Columbus did set out and he had sailed that distance and ran into this other continent that wasn't there, he mistook it for being the or being China, and you know, the rest, as we say, is history.
So E. Forbes Smiley went in, cut maps out of books, he stole maps, he carried it off, you know, he really disrupted the map collecting and map collections of the world. But what has changed in the map world since E. Forbes Smiley III was caught as the map thief?
Yeah, the smiley thefts were a real wake-up call for the industry. There had been a series of thefts 10 years before by this man named Gilbert Bland, and not a whole lot had changed. But when Smiley ended up perpetrating these thefts, and it was really one of their own, you know, somebody within the trade that had taken advantage of his fellow librarians and dealers, I think that was a big wake-up call for people. And so security did improve in many cases. In some cases, dealers have been much more skeptical and much more willing to follow up and demand more provenance on some of these sales. So there have been some reforms that have been made. Unfortunately, though, you know, the range of security really varies between institutions, and you know, there's still some are better than others. And when you're dealing with libraries that are dealing with a lack of resources and a lack of staffing, you know, there's always a chance that something like this could happen again. So I think it's important to stay vigilant.
Well, good talking to you, Michael. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Michael Blanding, the author of The Map Thief, the gripping story of an esteemed rare map dealer who made millions stealing priceless maps. You can learn more about it at our website, wvxu.org. E. Forbes Smiley III was the man who was caught and shook up the world and the central character in The Map Thief. This is The Book Club at 91.7.